Hello, this is Joe Francica of Directions Media, and welcome to Oracle's podcast series on location intelligence.
In today's podcast, we invite you to learn how Navtech's vector map data and Digital Globe's worldwide image data have been specially formatted for the Oracle database, and how it can be used to enhance customers' business intelligence and enterprise applications. We're joined by Steve Lytle, a senior account manager at Navtech, and Jim Beckley, director of business development for Digital Globe, as well as Jim Steiner, Oracle senior director for server technology. Gentlemen, it's great having you on today's broadcast. We'll first start with Jim Steiner. Jim, there's a lot of buzz now about Oracle Database 11G and Oracle Spatial 11G. Could you start us off with a brief recap of Oracle's geospatial offerings and where you think Navtech and Digital Globe come in?
Sure, Joe. So with 11G, we've added a number of things in two dimensions. First, in the area of advanced geospatial features. And from that respect, with Oracle Spatial, we've added most significantly support for 3D types and functions, for Java programming with 3D, and also for OGC web services, that's WFST, the WMS, and the web catalog services. In addition, we've made some significant enhancements to our GeoRaster support in terms of performance, support for much larger networks with our network data model through a load-on-demand API and a load-on-demand capability, and then some enhancements to our workspace manager. So in the area of advanced geospatial features, we've done an awful lot. Also, quite significantly, we've done a tremendous amount with our application server map viewer. So now we have Ajax maps, scrollable Google-like maps, and in this time frame, we've done integration with our business intelligence products. We'll be releasing very shortly, and it's now available in a preview release, a GeoMap component for our JDeveloper and for use as an ADF or Java Server Faces component. This allows for integration with our Web Center Web 2.0 portal, our business activity monitoring, and then from an applications perspective, our Universal Content Management, the former Stellant product, has been integrated with our MapViewer technology, our utilities applications, mobile workforce management, network management system, and work and asset management products have all been integrated with our mapping and spatial technologies. So these are kind of the significant things that have happened in the Database 11G, Spatial 11G timeframe. And where do Navtech and Digital Globe come in? Well, they all need data. And all of these applications benefit from the data products that partners like Navtech and Digital Globe make available, which is one of the reasons that we're shipping free boundary data and that we have detailed sample data available from both of these providers available for our customers through OTN, or Oracle Technology Network.
Steve, I'm sure most of our listeners are familiar with Navtech as a major provider of geospatial data. Can you tell us how Navtech works with Oracle Database 11G and Oracle Spatial specifically, and how that can benefit customers?
Sure. So just as kind of a premise here, during the past 6 years, Navtech has invested with and collaborated with Oracle in a vision where organizations would embrace the concept of unlocking the hidden value of location in their enterprise databases with maps. We reached the tipping point with the convergence of the Oracle technology stack, easy availability of map and location databases for Oracle deployments, and awareness of location intelligence for the enterprise. Directions and its Location Intelligence Conference have helped in this last point. Now, I'm sure many of you are aware of the many acquisitions that Oracle has made over the past several years, and a substantial number of those are becoming location-enabled. And as they become location-enabled, we at Navtech are finding opportunities in these different areas, whether they be utilities global business units or the telecom or communications business units, whether they be in the business intelligence foundation and tools side of their side. Of course, you have Oracle Spatial and the Locator and the Map Viewer technology stacks, as well as Oracle JDeveloper. We've also collaborated closely with Oracle to enable their developer community access to Navtech content through standard Oracle APIs. Navtech content not only includes its industry-leading streets and points of interest content that most are very familiar, but also NAVTEC postal, census, telecom, and parcel content. NAVTEC traffic and transport databases, our pedestrian mobility location content, such as train, bus, and footpath, and even some of our latest offerings, such as 3D buildings, all of these being accessible through the Oracle APIs. In addition to making the NAVTEC map data and location content available in standard Oracle formats, such as transportable table spaces, NAVTEC has acquired a very deep knowledge of the Oracle technology stacks, including, of course, Oracle Spatial. And some of you may know this, but NAVTEC has extensively deployed the Oracle Spatial technology throughout its internal map database operations and R&D organizations. This in-depth knowledge provides strategic advantages to our collaborative activities with Oracle, which translates into direct benefits for the Oracle enterprise end user. And we've also drawn expertise from the Oracle technical communities to best serve the Oracle end user through NAVTEC direct sales and through our indirect reseller channel. One interesting point to mention is that we have experienced varied use cases through many of our customer deployments, which is what you would expect given the extensive array of Oracle product teams, technology platforms, and business units that have become location-enabled. One use case builds cost tables to transport rock aggregate and other construction materials. Another use case calculates the risk and exposure of property to various hazards. And yet another use case provides street-level optimization and scheduling for field service and delivery teams. Sometimes the NAVTEC map is used just for analytics, providing input to business logic models. And another time, the NAVTEC map becomes a visual graphic report under a business intelligence dashboard. And my final point today is to note that NAVTEC's global footprint matches that of Oracle's. We have teams collaborating all over the world in most of the Oracle product teams, technology platforms, and business units mentioned earlier in this discussion.
Jim, in addition to mapping data, more and more people are using image data such as digital globes. How is Digital Globe working with Oracle 11G, and how can customers take advantage of Digital Globe's imagery in the Oracle spatial environments?
Well, yeah, right. Imagery, as it grows more and more popular out in the marketplace today, is an exciting place to be. With Oracle Spatial, we're seeing some exciting growth in the consumer market space, the portal, online mapping space, and also in the enterprise software space. So probably, and I'll use an example to kind of highlight how Oracle Spatial is tying together content providers such as NAVTEC and Digital Globe. It's an example that Jim Steiner and Javier have used in the past. It's Aon's Risk Assessment Portal. The Risk Assessment Portal is a tool that Aon's customers, which are insurance companies, use to do pre- and post-incident risk analysis. So where the imagery component comes in is, and one of the Aon customers can go ahead and look at an area after a catastrophe, see what that area looked like before, go ahead and call Digital Globe. Since we own and manage two satellites, we can go ahead and take a picture of an area where an incident has taken place after a particular incident. So those Aon customers can go ahead and do a pre and post analysis of that particular area. So that's an interesting example how all three of our organizations have come together to solve an interesting business problem. So when it comes to work that Digital Globe is doing with Oracle Spatial, our relationship is a few years old. We have provided some sample imagery on the Oracle Technology Network. That's free and available to developers who want to integrate not only NAVTEC's data set, but satellite and aerial imagery into demonstration and proof of concept type applications. Digital Globe has also gone through the exercise of linking our image library through a web service into the Oracle Spatial infrastructure. Since Oracle Spatial has ties into the database and also into Oracle Fusion, application developers now have a really simple and easy way to location enable their applications, because all of the hard work has been done in the past by going ahead and making the linkages between our image library and the Oracle Spatial infrastructure. And then customers can further continue to take advantage of imagery through really what we how we model the world. So we look at the world. We basically want to image the entire world. We have a constellation of satellites. So we're kind of unique in the marketplace that we own and operate these satellites. It allows us to create a very extensive image library of the world in relatively short order. So we focus on currency. So Oracle Spatial developers and the end users of the applications will always have access to the latest and greatest imagery available. And again, having done a lot of the hard work in the past by linking imagery and the mapping data through the Oracle infrastructure, that capability is now really enabled through the Oracle Map Viewer for the application developers to turn that on and give a really interactive map experience out to the end users.
Steve, Jim, I'm sure many of our listeners are wondering just how people, how customers can ingest and incorporate either the digital line work data from NavTech or the image data from DigitalGlobe directly into an Oracle Spatial database. So, Steve, why don't you address that question first?
Sure. Thanks, Joe. NavTech and Oracle last year made available NavTech data through the Oracle Technology Network for a global-based boundary set, including regional road networks, that is available in a click-through license that any Oracle user with the Oracle products can download and begin their application development through those particular data sets for, again, for any part of the world for which that data is available. And the idea there was to make it, to remove the barriers to data, to make it as easily as possible to then begin the awareness of spatially enabling the databases. Then the follow-on where the real detailed data can come in, that can be licensed directly through NavTech or through NavTech's authorized reseller channel, which is worldwide. And we deliver that in the native Oracle transportable table spaces. So the implementation of that detailed data, which can be very significant, is very easy to do. The table spaces are divided up into three types of data schemas, one for display, one for geocoding, and one for routing. And you can implement each and or all of those depending on what your use case is and your license agreement is.
And Jim, for Digital Globes data?
Yes, we can engage in two models, and almost exactly like what Steve is describing with the NavTech data. The imagery that's available for demonstration or proof of concept usage is in Oracle's GeoRaster format. So one of our delivery mechanisms is to go ahead and process GeoRaster format imagery and ship it to the particular customer. The other model that is available is a web service where we host and manage our image library. The developers go ahead and link their application into our image library through a handful of APIs. So once connected, the imagery is delivered over the Internet through the Oracle infrastructure, eventually to the end-user application. In order to purchase imagery through DigitalGlobe, we're working some details with Oracle Spatial to ease that process, to have Oracle Spatial be your point of contact. But until we get there, you can go ahead and reach out to DigitalGlobe directly or also through our reseller channel as well.
One last question for Jim Steiner. Jim, looking ahead, how do you see Oracle's customers benefiting from the availability of off-the-shelf mapping and image data from partners like NavTech and DigitalGlobe, and where can people find out more about Oracle spatial and location technology?
To start with, let's just talk a little bit about today. Today, customers and partners are using this data. We have customers in domains as diverse as insurance, marketing, public sector, call centers, and constituent services using data from NavTech and DigitalGlobe in their business intelligence applications, in their utility applications, and in traditional geospatial applications. Some of the things that we've done to kind of specifically support this are our GeoRaster in conjunction with DigitalGlobe has full support for all seven of the DigitalGlobe products, including the New Worldview satellite imagery. We've put in native RPC support so that we support RPC geometry for basic and standard image formats from Digital Globe, and we support the RPB text format for georeferencing. So these are enhancements we made specifically for Digital Globe. With NavTech, NavTech data is delivered in Oracle schema for geocoding, for routing, for mapping, and can be delivered and installed or actually attached through something called transportable tablespaces, which greatly simplifies the configuration and loading stages, steps when developing applications. So we think having these world-class products is going to make it much easier for our customers to get going and provides them with much richer data sets for use in specific production applications, both the kinds of typical professional geospatial applications as well as business applications. If you're interested in finding out more information about these products and the data products as well, the best place to go is oracle.com/technology/products/spatial, and then on the pretty much upper right-hand side, you will see a link to something called Partner Data, and that's where you'll find sample data and access to the data products from our business partners.
Thanks for listening today, and join us next time for another podcast sponsored by Oracle on Location Intelligence.